culture.
Henry VIII's wives. Heads will roll. New tales resurrect the Tudor queens for modern audiences.
Hilary Mantel knew that some stories compel retelling. One such tale, imagined in her acclaimed trilogy of Wolf Hall novels, is that of Henry VIII, the cultured Renaissance king turned wife-murdering monster. The tale of the English monarch and his six spouses has been retold countless times by novelists, biographers and filmmakers. Why is this tribe of Tudors so enthralling? Some of the fascination is owed to the sheer melodrama. Children learn a catchy mnemonic in school. Divorced, beheaded, died. Divorced, beheaded, survived. Henry VIII turned the royal household into a place of domestic terror. In a dispatch home, Charles de Marillac, the French ambassador, wrote in 1540 that a climax of evils has arisen and all sorts of unhappiness are registered in England. Filled with sex, intrigue, blood and betrayal, Henry VIII's reign is a ready-made soap opera. Yet it is a story in which the monarch is increasingly being pushed to the margins. Instead, the focus is on his victims. Storytellers are looking at the lives rather than the grisly deaths of King Henry's spouses. Many tellings, from an opera in 1830 to a TV series in 2007, have focused on the king's relationship with Anne Boleyn, his second wife. This has the advantages of being both historically significant, catalysing his break with the Catholic Church, and horrific, ending in her beheading for adultery, incest and treason. Jane Seymour, number three, did not last long enough to be interesting. She died after giving birth to the longed-for son. Ditto the fourth wife, Anne of Cleves, a German whom he quickly tossed aside, complaining that she was nothing fair and had very evil smells about her. Catherine Parr, the one who survived, has generally been viewed as the matronly helpmate nursing the king in his old age. Six, a pop musical, suggests they all led compelling, difficult lives. It casts the wives as proto-feminists, reclaiming their voices. The show, which is on Broadway and runs in London until May 2025, has become a global hit with its elaborate sequined costumes and strong female characters. Too many years, lost in his story, we're free to take our crowning glory, the wives croon in unison. It is a musical that reflects the mood of the Me Too era. Indeed, writers' accounts of the wives often reveal more about themselves and their own times, says Charlotte Bolland, the curator of a new exhibition at the National Portrait Gallery in London. Six Lives, the stories of Henry VIII's queens, examines this long history of narratives on page, stage and screen. It is often through the women's portraits that people have begun to construct their characterisations of the queens, reading personality and biography into their faces, adds Ms. Bolland. A recently recovered portrait of Parr from around 1547, for example, emphasises her pious silence. She wears a bejewelled gown and a bracelet bearing the Latin Laus Deus, a reference to Psalm 64. Tibi, silens, laus, deus. Remaining silent, praise to you, O God. It was painted following her near arrest for heresy, sparked by her Protestant sympathies. She survived by subordinating herself to the king. Firebrand, a film adapted from a novel by Elizabeth Freemantle, takes a different view of this overlooked last wife. Everybody has this idea of her as the meek nursemaid, says Ms. Freemantle. I felt she had been completely miscast by history. An intellectual and reformer, Parr was the first woman to publish an original work in English under her own name. She debated religion with her husband, encouraged radical ideas like reading the Bible in English, and oversaw the education of her stepdaughter, Elizabeth. She was a real kind of boss woman, Ms. Freemantle says. The film, taking some liberties with historical facts, emphasises her independence and strength. When Parr, Alicia Vikander, goes to visit the ailing king, Jude Law, she strangles the old toad in his bed. Parr emerges as a heroine, challenging, defying and outliving her despotic husband. Stories such as Firebrand and Six may be flights of fancy, but they are cathartic too. They offer the kind of justice that the six women never got in life.